by Max Shannon Porchup. And let's get a little football talk going, Coach Rich Rodriguez. Morning, Coach.
Good morning to you.
Well, you've had the guys in camp now for spring practices since the beginning of March, and you got a big day coming up on Friday with the spring showcase series. Talk a little bit about what's going on this year. I see that the teams are going to be drafted by the players. How's that going to work?
I haven't done it in many years, and what I'm trying to do, because we have so many young players that we have to get ready, and I want to have a little bit of fun because they've worked really hard the last few months, is we're going to have almost not a real game from as far as standpoint as kickoffs and kickoffs return, but we're just going to split the team up the best we can. It's hard to, you know, at certain positions to have enough guys, but we're going to have two different teams, and I've split the off-field staff up a little bit to have two head coaches on a blue team, two for the white team, and just let them have a little fun. It's only going to be about an hour, maybe run about 50 or 60 plays, but it's an opportunity for our fans to come out again and watch the guys, see some new faces that they're going to see this fall, and have some fun.
That sounds like it. And they're doing a bunch of promotions with this where the students could win, like three students are going to be chosen for that chance to win free tuition next year with the punt, pass, and kick contest.
We got a bunch of prizes. We're trying to get a bunch of the students out, let them enjoy a Friday night of some spring football, a chance to win. You mentioned tuition. I think they're giving away some TVs and just trying to create some atmosphere. I just want as many people as we can to come there and enjoy the evening. It's going to be a nice evening Friday night. We're going to have some recruits there, and we're going to have, obviously, for our players, just to create a game type of fun atmosphere that we don't really get to do much in the off season, and hopefully we'll get a good crowd Friday night.
And free pizza while supplies last, so I'm all in.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's good. I got to go to the stands then.
Well, the Zona Zoo is such an important part of what happens at Arizona Stadium for home games. So this is a kind of way it sounds like a way to say thank you to the students for coming out and being such vocal supporters of the team.
Without question, I think we have the best student section in the Pac-12. You see their enthusiasm in home games, that they get there early and they're loud, and you know, you see them at other sporting events, basketball games, and I'm just really proud to be part of Arizona and to see the great student section we have, and they're passionate about it, and they have a good time, they have fun, and obviously our guys are part of their same student body, so I want them to have a connection with our players. I'm sure they know some of them from class and that standpoint, but also, like you said, it's a chance for us in as an athletic department, a football program, to say thanks for the students and to get you out there in the game, maybe win a few prizes.
Yes.
Now, Coach, it's all free, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Not only just for the
all
students,
free, yeah,
but it's free,
free
for everybody.
Awesome. Coach,
everybody, and come check us out.
Coach, on a personal level, have you been able to get away this past winter and relax a little bit?
I haven't yet. I might have a chance a little bit. I take my coaches in late May to a little lake house for a coach's retreat, and it's 3 days we meet, but it's also 3 days of bad golf as well, so we'll get away for a little bit and have a little fun. I've got some new members on the staff, so we've got quite a few meetings ahead of us, but I'm looking forward to that, and then April's kind of, even though we don't have spring practice, it's a good time for our guys to get caught up academically, plus they'll be in the weight room for 3 weeks, so it's we're not giving them the whole time off or the staff off, but we'll have a little fun.
Well, this what a lot of fans may not know is that these spring showcases and the games like this, I mean, you guys have a limited amount of practice time available. And how are you able to maximize this? Because I know it's important to get the fans involved, but also it's serious work because we do have so many new players coming in. And for you to have the opportunity to look at them.
Right, counting walk-ons, we had 37 new players last year, and I think the count is up to 45 new ones this year. So over two-thirds of our roster has really been is going to be new for us coming up. And it's exciting. I'm really excited about the class coming in. A lot of those guys will get here, or most of them will all be here in June for summer workouts. But you get 34 4 days in spring to spread out 15 practices, and we used a whole 34 just from the standpoint we lift and meet on the days that we don't practice. So we get a lot of work in, and as our guys, we had the little TV Pac-12 thing a few weeks ago, but that was because it was so scheduled so early we couldn't move it. But this is going to be more. This is the culmination of spring ball, and our guys have had a really good spring. I think we've made a lot of strides and gotten better, and, you know, Friday's more of a kind of a fun thing for them, other than most of the other practices. It's been a little fun there, too, but also a lot of work.
Yeah.
Well, we are looking forward to the, was it the 2nd of February, or 2nd of September, rather, I think is there. Is first game on the schedule. So, Coach, thanks for giving us a few minutes this morning, and thanks for all you do for the Wildcats, and we're looking forward to a good fall.
Well, thanks for having me on. I appreciate everybody's coming out and supporting us, and bear down.
You got it.
Bear down.
Bear down.
Broadcasting live.